Almost always, women confront extreme difficulties in raising the capital, getting the credit they need to start their venture. Some have to do with the lack of training or access to a mentor or to a network that can advance her work. So there are a variety of hurdles and obstacles. I think today we are at an inflection point. Women are moving more and more significantly into the economic arena. And increasingly, because we know this is the right thing to do, it is an absolute moral imperative, but we also know that it is the smart thing to do if we really want to grow economies and create jobs and give everybody a better life.
How do you make the case for more women in the workforce?
The consequences of doing right by women really are benefits to all of society. Small and medium-sized enterprises, so-called SMEs, are what the World Bank has called the missing middle. This is the area of economic activity and progress where you actually grow economies that benefit all of society. Women-owned and run small and medium-sized enterprises are accelerators for economic growth. It is one of the surest ways to be able to move economies forward. We know also that women's income has a multiplier effect. When women get an income, they spend it differently. They spend it on their children, on their families, on education, on health, on the kinds of things that raise up the standard of living for their family and their community. We are realizing that increasingly the profitability of companies depends on the purchasing power of women.
You've gone on the record in the past in support of quotas in some cases.
Well, in some contexts, I feel it is a necessary tool. There are places where women's political participation, for example, would rarely, if ever, be realized without some sort of affirmative step that's taken to ensure that. So let's take Afghanistan as an example. Today, you've got significant numbers of women in the parliament, on provincial councils, active in their society. And in that case, a quota was chiseled into the constitution that was adopted that ensured that half the population, more than half today in Afghanistan, could actually participate in the political process.